definition of that word, and the word is jumentous. J-U-M-E-N-T-O-U-S.
I'm just glad it's finally one I know.
Does it mean pompous and boring? A legal term meaning guilt by folly, which is inadvertent guilt. Is it to be fantastically Jewish?
All reading sounds so
awful. Is it the anticipation of a disappointing situation? Is it smelling like horse urine? Is it an historical moment of great importance to Israelites? Is it unintentionally provocative? Or is it a dyslexic Italian soccer club?
It's Bobby.
I've got number four. Thanks,
the
Bobby.
Disappointment.
Even if that's wrong, I think someone deserves something for...
Charlie?
I want to believe it's five, because I want to believe that stuff smelling of horse urine was common enough at some point that people needed an adjective for it. No, I'm not going to, of course. Ridiculous. I'd be a fucking moron. I think I am going to go with provocative, number seven.
Provocative one.
You studied law.
Yeah, and that worked out pretty well. Look at me.
Like a rotating average.
Objection, Your Honour. Denied. See, they don't even say denied. It's overruled.
Fuck, I was a good boy.
Pops are boring.
Pops are boring.
She's just talking to Charlie now.
Charlie said that he wanted to believe that it'll be horse urine. I'm a dreamer. Really? Horse pissed me off. I'm trying to imagine the time that they're like, oh man, this motel room is so jumentous. This hooker's corpse is totally jumentous.
This horse's cock is understandably two sounds really good, but it kind of sounds like it's a good made-up answer. I reckon it's one.
You reckon it's one? It's the pompous and boring.
Yes.
Fiona.
I reckon it's... No, bluffing. No, it's number one.
Number one, the pompous and boring.
Why did you say...
Just talk about yourself. What, me? Danny. I want to hear from your second son. Why?
Yeah, I want to think about this.
I know.
What? Horse piss?
Yeah.
What if it is the answer?
maybe
he had a similarly elaborate scheme of bluffing.
Oh,
the answer.
Yes.
And how many times have you watched Man from Snowy River 2 with the director's commentary on?
This game really frightens.
And also, how much better is his bluffing than you believe? He achieved what your bluffing didn't, and that was a bluff.
Well, the dyslexic Italian soccer club is not the answer, Denny. An historical moment of great importance to Israelites, no takers on that occasion, Charlie.
I can't help but feel it would have got a bigger laugh if it was read out before number three. Anyway.
To be fantastically Jewish, didn't get any takers, but it would have been a laugh, Tom. That's the main thing.
I put it to you, it wouldn't have mattered what order it was read in, it would have got a bigger laugh than Charlie. It was less convoluted and cut to the chase.
Yeah. You got a great
one. Who thinks the anticipation of a disappointing situation?
Yeah.
Up the back there? Well, you're wrong.
That was big, wow, how tremendous.
That was picked by Bob. And Janelle was doing the hoodwinking, so Janelle gets out of the water there, up to five.
That was a tasty hoodwink.
Unintentionally provocative was picked by Charlie and penned by Bobby. So Bobby gets a hoodwink point there, up to four.
The guy in the yellow hat. He's got connections.
Pompous and Boring was picked by Janelle, Tom and Fiona, and that was my made-up one. The real answer is smelling like horse urine.